Big crowd last night at the ballpark with the Yankees in town. What was crowd control like? Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is our favorite octogenarian, our old friend Jesse the Usher from sometimes the American Airlines Center, sometimes the Death Star. Last night he was working out at the ballpark. Hi, Jesse.
Well, how are you two young fellows doing this fine morning?
We're doing okay. Fine. How are you?
I'm a little bit tired today. There's a game last night with into what they call extra innings.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. A little late.
I was ushering out there at the ballpark, and I love ushering out there because I'm a real badass at it. Thank you. You kids would say sometimes. But, you know, I show people to their seats, and I have to throw out rabble rousers and bust up Randy Cougars and horny teenagers in that upper deck.
Right.
Oh, they're giving each other handies all over the place.
Whoa.
And you just wouldn't believe what all goes on.
Well, you had a big crowd to deal with last night, too.
Yeah, and I was hired by that new management group, the new ownership they have up there, the Greenberg and a Mr. Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now this is very exciting for me because I got to escort around Mr. Nolan Ryan. And you two fellas may be too young to remember this, but Mr. Ryan, back a long time ago, used to be quite a superstar pitch man in the major leagues back in the day.
We remember.
Yes, he's a great pitcher, one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
Well, I didn't know he was a pitcher, but I'm talking about Old Shan Foundation in Advil. He's a pitch man.
Oh.
There's some commercials that I remember from time to time.
Yeah, he did do those. Yeah, sure enough.
But Mr. Greenberg has a restraining order out on Mr. Hicks. Now, Mr. Hicks used to be the owner of the Rangers some time ago. I don't know if y'all remember that, but he used to own the Rangers, and Greenberg don't want him at the ballpark no more. But he showed up out there last night, and I had to take care of business. Mr. Hicks showed up in left field, hovering in a jetpack. And I had to shoot him out of the sky with my trusty 30-06.
Oh, my gosh. You blew Tom Hicks out of the sky?
I blew him the hell out of that sky. He was not supposed to be there. And my old Model 70 Winchester took care of that.
Wow. What a sight that must have been.
It was a sight, I tell you. He landed on that foul pole hung up by his underwear on top of that foul pole. And people around there pelted him with rocks and garbage.
Oh, no.
I was at the game last night. I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah,
I can't believe I missed that.
I think it was during seventh inning stretch or something. But Mr. Greenberg gave me another assignment. He gives me several assignments out there.
Uh-huh.
One, I have to protect his hairpiece.
He's got one, huh?
And another one is last night I had to go down there and plant a few syringes in A-Rod's gym bag.
A setup.
Yeah, a setup. But I hit them down in there, I think, a little bit too good because no one ended up finding them. But I tucked them down in there up under the She-Mail magazine. So I took care of that. But I had to do what they call a citizen's arrest last night.
Wow.
That's pretty big.
What happened?
Well, it was before the game. There was I was doing my security checks.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a transient that I found that had gotten down into the restricted clubhouse level.
Yeah.
So I arrested him.
A transient.
Yeah, he smelled like a Big Mac cheeseburger. So that's about body odor. Anyway, I got him all the way to the gate, and he fought me the whole way. Called in another security officer over to help me, and he said, "Jesse, you got to let Mr. Washington go. He's got to manage this game." And saying I recognize my mistake, I thought he had broken in there and put on a player uniform or something.
Oh, my gosh.
You tried to evict the manager.
Yeah, so I got a little bit. I got written up for that.
Yeah, well, I bet you did.
Yeah, so I got one thing on my record right now. We sure would like to see you young fellas out at the ballpark tonight.
Well, okay, Gordo and I were there last night. I don't know why you didn't come by and say hi.
What's that?
Gordo and I were at the ballpark last night.
I'm having trouble hearing you right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, never mind.
Well, maybe we'll see you tonight there, Jesse. Thank you so much for being with us.
She did.
She did what?
Thank you, Jesse. We got to let you go.
All right, Nap.
Okay, take care.
Let's take care.
Okay, he gets a little excited. There's Jesse the Usher with us here on The Ticket. 8:49 here on